せーの、
オラー、ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。 プエブラですよ。
プエブラ、
プエブラ、 メヒコ。
どこ？
Close to メヒコシティです。
うん、 2時間ぐらいだよね、車で。
It's about 2 hours from Mexico City. Yeah, after Oaxaca is I think where we left off.
うん、
We took a bus towards Puebla.
Oaxaca からバスで Puebla に行ってきました。
Took about 4 hours? 5 hours?
4時間ぐらいだったと思います。
4 and a half hours? かな？ Yeah, it was nice. Smooth. Why did we come to Puebla?
なんで？
特に理由ないっす。
ね。メキシコシティとオアハカの間でなんかどっか立ち寄れる場所があったらいいねって言って出てきた。
Yeah, we were looking for somewhere other than Mexico City or Oaxaca to, and that was on the way, to kind of explore. And Puebla came up, so we decided to go. We spent about 2 days there, and that's what we're going to talk about.
はい、プエブラについて話しますか？
話します。
はい。
What does Puebla mean?
あ、天使の町だそうです。
It's the city of angels.
はい。
で、おかしいよね。だって、Los Angeles って city of angels なんだけど。
そうなんだ。
ロサンヘレス。
あ、へ
え。The angels だから。
へえ。あの、まあそのままなんていうの、名前をの意味が天使の町っていう意味ではありません。天使の町と呼ばれているだけです。
あ、そういうことね。
うん、
It doesn't mean lost or city of angels.、
う
ん、It's called the city of angels.、
うん、
Why?
なんか2つぐらい理由はあった気がしますが、なんかその初めてスペイン人が来た時に、まあ伝説だよ。だけど天使がこう夢の中に出てきて、ここに町を作りなさいって言って、スペイン人が一から初めて作った町、メキシコの中で、がプエブラみたいです。
It's the oldest Spanish city?
オーデストかな、まあ、一からゼロから作ったのが
it's the city that the Spanish created from zero, from scratch. When they first came to Mexico, and they saw a vision from angels saying, make the city here. And so, if you can get high enough in a building in Mexico, or in Puebla, you'll see that there's churches and cathedrals and iglesias everywhere. めちゃくちゃ多いよね。And they have the highest cathedral? Cathedral? Church? Temple?なんだあれ、
何が違うか分かりません。
The highest one in all of Mexico, which is really, really beautiful. We didn't go inside, but we were hanging out around it because it's at the main square, the Zócalo. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's also UNESCO Heritage City.
またね。はい。UNESCO の町ですね。
So we got in, and they are also famous for... There's a few attractions, few things to do around Puebla. We did one of them, which was on the first day we arrived, which was going to the library. The Biblioteca Palafoxiana.
はい。
なんで有名なの? Why is it famous?
初めてのパブリック図書館。公共図書館。
Yes.初めて何
だ。アメリカ大陸で初の公共図書館。
Yeah. It's said to be the first public library in the Americas. By a guy who created it named Palafoxiana かな。Saint Juan? Saint? I don't know.
当時はその階級が上の人だけが本にアクセスができた。誰もが読めたものじゃなかったから、いや本ってもう素晴らしいもんだから誰でも読めるようにした方がいいよねって言って、その人が自分の持ってた図書本をこうみんなに開放したっていう のですよね。
めっちゃいいやつじゃん。
めっちゃいいやつ。
ね。
うん。
However, like the books aren't like crazy old、
うん、
that they have there.
そんなに、うん。
500-600 年ぐらい。
そう。
500-600 years?
どうかな。どうだったかな。
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But、as for kind of the beauty wise, I think the library that we went, the Portuguese library in Rio de Janeiro that we went to was more beautiful.
だね。それはなんかそうだね。そう、ちょっと新しいような感じがしちゃって。なんていうか。
It's the first library in the Americas, but it felt new.
なんか。
Well, they, I mean, it's clear that they did a lot of renovations and stuff there. But yeah, it was really cool. And Tuesdays is free.
Hi.
So if you go, go on a, sorry, a Sunday or a Tuesday, because it's free. And then after that, we went to All You Can Eat Tacos.
Hi, 初めてだね。
Hi. How many did you eat?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, かな?
7?Yeah, I wasn't even hungry.
Eh?
I told you, I wasn't hungry. I was like, yeah, I'll have like one or two. And then I ended up getting all you can eat, and then I ended up eating seven.
でもさ、私がもういいからって言ったら、ヒロがなんか頼んじゃってたんじゃない?追加で。
美味しかったんだ。
結局食べちゃってるよ。
美味しかったんだ。
はい。
まあ、we got our money's worth, I think.
はい。
Yeah.And then after that, we just kind of chilled, yeah? We were staying in like this kind of really cool hostel. Hostel? It's called Hostel de Arcos. And it's like in the center. It's really kind of basic, but at the same time, like in like a really old building, really old big building, which is kind of cool. And the next day, we went to...
Museum?
Yes, we went to the Museum Amparo.
Amparo.
Which is said to be one of the most important museums in Mexico. They have a lot of historical artifacts there. And it kind of goes through the history, not just Mexico, but kind of like the world in a perspective of Mexico. ね? あれ結構面白かったよね。It's like there's a diagram on a gigantic wall of like the years of like every continent, what was happening in every continent at that same time. So it kind of gives you a good understanding of like what things were happening in the world from like 2000 BC みたいな。
なんかちょうどさ全部のコンチネント回ってきて最後じゃん今。だから余計にああここ見たねみたいな。
そうそう。
あって面白かったね。
面白かったね。And it's like in like this really designer building kind of thing, but like it's very old still, but yeah, it was very beautiful. So we spent the morning doing that, and then?
で、あの、美味しいカフェ行ったんじゃない?
Yeah, we probably the best cappuccino we've had on the trip.
そうなんだよね。なんかあんまりカプチーノ最近飲んでなかったけど、久しぶり飲んで、アートもめちゃ可愛かった。
Yeah, the like the latte art, which I really don't care about, but it's like it's really cool and the taste was even better. なんていうカフェ？
ほらあれじゃない。カフェ違うよ。カフェ for culture じゃないよね。これ。
あれカフェ for culture じゃないの？
あ、名前が？
Yeah.
あ、じゃあそうだ。
It's close to Frog Alley, which is another attraction.It's like a street or alleyway that's full of like antique stores, and on the weekends they have like demise. We didn't really get to see that, but that's okay. And then,
で、まあ日清のラーメンをサクッと食べまして、で最後のディナーよ。
Yeah, so Puebla is famous for its mole. And mole って何？
モーレってなんかチョコがあモーレ自体は多分カレーみたいなスープみたいなやつのことだと思う、でそこにチョコが入ってんのがこのなんか独特な名物料理だそうです。
So yeah, it's called mole poblado、
うん
and it's there's different styles of mole all over the country, but when people think of, in Mexico, they say that when people think of mole, they think of mole poblado,
mm.
which is a style that's originated in Puebla.
Mm.
And we had like, we went to a nice restaurant right across the street from the tallest basilica or church or cathedral in the city, in the Zocalo. And we got a really nice view while we ate mole enchiladas. So it's like the mole sauces, and there's three: verde, poblado, and rojo, I think. Red, green, and black.
Mm.
On top of enchiladas. どうでした? But we also had the soup.
それが多分メキシコで食べた一番美味しかったものか
もしれない。マジで。
かもしれません。
でもそのデザートに何を食べました？
豚セット。
豚セットデザート。
はい。
豚セットって言っても視聴者わかんないよ。何豚セットって。
マックのソフトクリームにマックのポテトを買って。でそれをディップして食べるっていう豚になるセット
はいゴルディーター
はいしっかりゴルになってます
しっかりゴルになってます
、はい、
大丈夫我々はまだあの痩せてるのでこういう豚セットをたまに食べてもよかろう
、はい、
ということで Please
雑
That kind of ends our Puebla trip and so we'll keep you posted but please follow usOn Tabi.Lingo on Instagram and our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
Tabi.Lingo でInstagramもやってるので、そっちも見てみてください。はい、お願いします。
はい。なんかミスってない。
いいです。
いいです。
大丈夫です。
Thank you for listening. Hasta luego.